So I think we're gonna win the league this year.
Wow. First of all, rewind. Victor Lindelof and Delo.
We not at the conference. That for the idiot. Why then we not sense?
Tenag, if you're watching this.
In the summer, we have a spend bare pound and pence.
Kid McTominay.
United only good in a past tense. Anyway.
Thank fuck this season is over.
Why was I dragged in this?
I do agree with you, Saeed. Thank fuck the season is over.
Man, it's over, man. It's over.
Yo, that was actually some serious lyrics coming out of that studio. From
I don't even know what the fuck that was. I just watched at the end there. What even was that?
I don't even know, man. I'm too serious, man. I can't do that, man. I'm just glad it's over, me.
Did you just say you're too serious?
Yeah, man. Especially this season.
What?
I used to be a happy person, man. You know what it is, yeah? Like, I used to be a happy person, and United have made me angry all the time, man. So I need a break,
angry.
Man.
You are getting angry recently, and I wanted to fight people, and I need to calm down, man.
Yeah, man. Listen, the season's ended. We can have a little bit of therapy.
Back to normal now. Back to same.
Yeah, back to normal. Everyone's square one now. You know what I mean?
Square not really.
Ten hours.
I think Steve's got a little bit of an advantage going into next season for sure.
Yeah, just a little slight.
First thing, we've got a big Norwegian advantage, I think.
First things first, obviously Tobes is not here yet. He's caught up in traffic in Nigeria, so when he gets in, he's going to come in. So I'll give him about 10-15 minutes. Hopefully we get him in.
Nigerian traffic, 10 days, mate. Being in 10 days.
about an hour and 10 minutes ago, and then about 10 minutes ago, he said, "Aye, it might be about another half an hour." So people, he's going to be here. So
I haven't replaced him,
so he is going to come in. And you know what? I just pinned a channel. Saeed is about 220 or 30 people away from 50K. If we can get him to 50K tonight, I'd appreciate that a lot. We'd all appreciate that a lot because that's a big milestone. Big up Saeed on that one.
Big up, man.
I think we're going to do it for him tonight. So, you know, 200-300 of you guys, go over, subscribe to his channel. He's pinned there. Let me know when it gets to 50K people. Love for the love as always. And also Steve, Grizz, Matisse, and Tobes' channel all in the description below, as well as Skullfuggery's people. And FM London are sponsoring the channel. 10% off all men's items, as always, every week, people. Link in the description below. Use that for anything from boxers, socks, vests, to joggers, tracksuits, hoodies, all of that. 10% off. Use that link below. Steve, we had to push this back an hour because you was out celebrating. You literally just made it to the stream a couple minutes before we went live. Grizz, commiserations, my guy, because it was a mad one. At one point, I thought, what the fuck? Well, we all thought, what the fuck is going on? But Steve, let's talk to you first, because I've seen a couple of your videos and the reactions and whatnot. You've had a mad 48 hours.
Mate, it's just, I just can't describe it, man. I just can't describe it. You know, I was saying to people on my channel that, no matter what happens on Sunday, you know, if we go one down, we go two down. We've been there before, you know. And we talked the other week about mentality and shit like that, right? But there's no bullshit with this team and this club. People have got European history and mentality and all that. We've got Premier League mentality, mate. That 2-0 down, yeah, 2-0 down at home, score 3 goals in 5 minutes to win the title. 10-year anniversary of the Aguero one. Don't come to me, people, talking about my club ain't special and you've got no history and you're plastic and all that bullshit, because that shit is voodoo shit, mate. because you've seen the video I put in the group when that happened. Yeah, I was gone, mate. Finished. I was absolutely finished.
Yeah,
you know, with this voice, you sound like Tyson Fury right now.
Mate,
you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
I was finished, mate. And you know what? Fernandinho at centre half sets the alarm bells going. People coming up to me in the concourse saying, "Steve, Fernandinho." I'm saying, trust it, man. Even though in my own head, I don't like to give off negative vibes because people look at me for inspiration. So if I start saying, "Oh, fuck me, Fernandinho, we'd be better off with someone with no legs and all that," they're going to start shitting it, yeah? So I was like, yeah, man. Anyway, it was a bad mistake. The Matty Cash goal went in. We looked totally, totally devoid of ideas. We looked nervous. The crowd was starting to get a bit mad. And then, obviously, we knew Wolves would score, but we knew what was going to happen there, man. We knew it. And then they got the second one. I was like, oh, shit, it's happening. This is happening. The biggest bottle job in human history is happening. And I'm right in the fucking middle of it. Got to go on that big six tomorrow. My message is, yeah, at the time the second goal went in, people, I know who you are, by the way, because I've got it all. I know who you are, was messaging all this shit, yeah? This is why you'll never be a big club. This is why you bottled it. You've got no this. You've got no that, yeah? But we'll talk about that.
So it weren't me. It weren't me, Steve. Let them know it weren't me.
Some guy came up to me, yeah, at two. He's walking out, yeah? And he went, "Steve, man, good luck tomorrow on that big six, mate. I mean, you're going to have to defend us, man." He said, "That was atrocious. We don't deserve the title." So I grabbed him and I went, he called JP, by the way, if he's watching. I went, "Keep the faith, man." I said, "We're going to fucking hell. We can do it. We've got to get behind the team. Don't leave," and all that. I'll tell you about him again in a minute. But then, obviously, it happened. The substitutions at half time. You've got to take it out of to Pep, yeah? He made a mistake first half. We were slow. We had a centre-back at right-back, a centre-mid at fucking centre-back. He brings on Zinchenko, yeah? Left footer. Totally changed the game. Ilkay Gundogan changed the game. And honestly, when the first goal went in, I knew it. I thought, this is happening again. Because football has a mad habit of doing mad shit, yeah? Coutinho scores to make it 2-0. And you're thinking, the fairy tale me and Grizz have spoke about all week is coming true. Yeah. I already know what they're singing in Liverpool. I can imagine the reaction in the stadium. I'm thinking, fucking hell, Coutinho, Gerrard. And then I'm thinking, I've got to watch Gerrard run across this pitch in a bit, dancing and all that. I thought, I can't handle it. And you see me, I was gone. But to come back, mate, honestly. And you know what was weird? I'm really superstitious about mad shit and anything that's different, I don't like. And at the kickoff, Aston Villa won the toss and changed ends. Yeah. It's the first time this season we've kicked the opposite end. So the goals came. When Aguero scored the winner, it was at the other end from me. But the goals came this end. So it was like, I've waited 10 years to snatch the title at my end, right in front of me. But I tell you what, you've got to give them credit. You know what I mean? We looked on the ropes, but we did it at West Ham last week. We came back and got a point. But this football club has a habit of draining every single emotion from your body. They don't do anything simple. It's just in us, the DNA. It's like we've got this thing inside us that's trying to get out. We'd be negative and we're trying to fight it. But honestly, the goal when Gundogan scored that third, the noise in the place is exactly the same as the Aguero. Gary Neville mentioned it about the noise when Aguero, that was the same. And it was just, that is what football's about. It's just pure emotion. And I just can't, it's just fucking unreal. But like I say, this club now, Pep Guardiola, 4 Premier League titles out of 5. We've won 6 Premier Leagues in the last 10 years, man. It's time to realise, you know what I mean? We've won more than Chelsea now. We've doubled what Arsenal have got, you know what I mean? We're 5 ahead of Liverpool. People got to stop taking the piss and talking shit about this football club. They ain't going away. You can call us oil, shite, plastic, all you want, but we're here season after season winning trophies. These fans ain't going away. If anything, they're growing. I've just met Norwegians, Slovakians, Dutch, Indians, Somali guy, big up Somali guy in Frankie and Benny's. I said a shout.
Big up, man. Big up.
But it's going, mate. We're not going anyway. You know what I mean? But the way we've done it, yeah.
Slade's older brother.
We didn't shit ours in.
It could be.
We show mentality and we show pride. And this football club is another level. And when I say people don't get it, they don't get it. You've all got your own memories with your football clubs and you've all got your things and Grizz has his heritage and you know, all this shit we spoke about. Well, that's my heritage. Sunday was my heritage. Manchester City's heritage. Premier League heritage. We've got that. We've got it. Mentality to win from behind. We fight to the end. It comes up on the scoreboard. We fight to the end and we fucking fought to the end. And I tell you what, last night in Manchester, it was blue. All the nightclubs, the bars, the streets, people were just partying, mate. So anyone says this club's got no soul, no history, bollocks to you, mate, because we just won the Premier League again. I've just been out there in Manchester with all the kids, flying the flags, all the old people with rosettes on and all that. Can't beat it, mate. So tonight, Big Steve is happy, man. Big Steve is happy. And whoever shouted in the cop that Aston Villa have got a third goal is a fucking legend. Because seeing all that lighting flares off and ballooning made my day. Made my day. And I said to you before, innit, Grizz? Jurgen said to me, you know, we'll win the Premier League. You fucking lied, though. I'm not singing the rest of it. You know, I'm happy, mate. I'm happy. I'm done it. We've done it.
Do you know? Listening to Steve, it's mad. This is what fandom's all about. Mm. It's madness. I was in two minds to go or not, because you know we spoke about it all week. Like it's 5% faith, 99% hope in it, kind of thing. You think you're hoping shit happens, but there's, you know, it's one of those ones where you think it's not real. And I've got to say, the atmosphere, the roller coaster of emotions at Anfield was out of this world. It was obviously the opposite at the end.
Yeah.
But you can imagine when we're hearing 1-0. And then I shit myself when they went 2-0. And you'd think, what the fuck? Why? What do you mean you shit yourself? No. I shit myself. I couldn't take it anymore. You know why, Steve? It was not the 2-0. I thought, we're going to fuck it up here. I thought we're not going to get a winner home to Wolves. Aston Villa, Stevie G, Phil Coutinho, my heart was gone. My heart, I was like, no. They were like, relax, we'll do our job. We think City. I thought City are going to come back. But I didn't think you're going to win it. And absolutely, first thing I'd done was text Steve and Daps, congratulations, because he's spot on. We banter each other off air just as much as on air. He's sending me stupid, shitty songs all the time, and I tell him he fucking ruined my favorite song of the season, right? He has. That's one of the best songs, and he's fucking ruined it, right? He didn't even sing the end bit, right? But they have. They showed mentality. They've showed mentality giants of the Premier League, and they've proven it so. That's twice in two games they've come back from 2-0 down. 2-0 down, and they've came back. I expected them to get an equaliser, but when they scored 2-4...
QPR were 2-1 down, yeah? We needed three goals. We got three in 5 minutes.
It was unbelievable.
I can't describe it to you, what happened in that stadium. I can't describe it.
And it was the opposite, lads. For me, I didn't expect nothing. And then at 20 minutes to go,
you're thinking,
this is unreal. I'm thinking the opposite of Steve. I'm thinking, fuck. I don't know what to do. How am I going to do this? Like, this is the unthinkable is happening here. And football, that's what it does. It humbles you so many times. It's a proper humbler. It can bring you from the highest emotion to the lowest emotion. And there was nothing for us to be sad about at the end, really, because, you know, such an amazing season. But this atmosphere just died because the way it happened. Bang, 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 bang. Literally, it seemed like 1 minute. Because obviously, when you're at the ground, it just, you don't know what's going on. So you scored three goals in 4 minutes. It was like, what happened? Like, how did that happen? So it was elation to absolute dead. And then the fucked up thing is, the players didn't know. Salas thought he scored the winner.
Yeah, someone told him in the crowd, I think. He looked at the crowd, didn't he? He looked at the crowd.
The message wasn't relayed to the players. So the players were pushing. Because when we realized that it's 1-1 and 2-0, the players... Up to the 70th minute, from the 45th minute to the 70th minute, we were damp. We couldn't create a chance. We couldn't string a pass. It was like chaotic. Wolves had a couple of counterattacks. When the crowd went mad at 2-0, I'm telling you, it was fucking insane atmosphere. Everyone said, we're not going to win. My fear was, we're going to fuck it up. We're going to be called bottle jobs because they've done their job. We're not going to be able to score here. That would have been far worse than anything I could have taken this way. The other way would have been if City just smashed them 3-0 and put us out of our misery early on. But the way it ebbed and flowed, it was mental. And then when he scores, Salah, the crowd doesn't go mad, and Salah's kind of thinking, and then people are saying it 3-2, 3-2 to City, and then just, oh, you could see the players like frustrated a little bit. But look, fair play to City, mate. They done what they had to do. It was drama. It was football. It was mentality. It was everything. And there's, look, there's no getting away from it. Steve's spot on, man. I'm not going to fucking sit here. And how dare anyone doubt their mentality after that? That's football mentality, man, at its peak. We joke and we joke and we talk about the European.
Do you know West Ham?
They'll have to overcome that. And I'm not going to get away from that. They have to overcome that. But in the Premier League, this is fucking insane levels, man. Insane levels. That's the third time we've scored 90 plus points, and I've got one title to show for it. Ferguson himself only, I think, won majority of his 13 out of his 17 titles with less points.
Yeah.
What more can we do from that aspect? We have to be near enough perfect. 51 points out of 55 since January, and they still beat us.
This is 51
points, everyone. They still pipped us.
This is,
you have to hold your hands up and say, okay. I give up.
We were limping.
Both teams will go again.
Yeah, they will. We were limping towards the end of this season. Limping towards the end of this season. But you know what? Zinchenko at West Ham, yeah? He made a couple of mistakes and people were blaming him. But he came on. He changed the game because we were coming inside all the time, yeah, in the first half. He brings on Zinchenko, who's left-footed, yeah? He brings on Raheem Sterling. You look at the goals, Raheem Sterling goes on the outside, crosses it in, Gundogan's there. Do you know what I mean? De Bruyne are driving into the box. I mean, it was crazy. But Pep made them changes because he dropped a bollock, man. Fernandinho, he's a legend of the club, but he's finished. But he helped us, he limped us along. But you can't win the, you can't go in a last run for the title with Fernandinho at centre half. It's just impossible. But do you know what? We had to do it. But it's just, like I say, There's been moments in my life where you'll never forget, and two of them have come on the last day of the season. The Arsenal fans that was at Anfield in 89 will never forget that. Ask Ty. But I've had it twice. And I had my dad with me this time, and my dad, I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he knew I was ill in it, and he went, fucking hell, man, we fucked it here. And I was like, I know, and I was just down and down. And I was just praying for a miracle. I had my granddad passed away, yeah? And in one pocket, I had his picture. In the other pocket, I had his handkerchief. Before I went out, I had his wedding ring on. Mate, I'm fucking full of voodoo bullshit to try and get this over the line, man. So when it comes home, it's just one of them feelings. But the relief, this season's been long for me. I feel like I've been dragged through the hedge backwards. And 52 games out of 58. So I feel like I'm part of the squad, man. I'm going to start wearing shin pads and that just in case.
You've met them. You've got their boots. You've got
boots, man. Grealish gave me his debut boots. Big up to Jack. But when we got on the pitch at the end, I'm running around the pitch like a madman. The guy who I was in the stand with, who I told to keep the faith and not leave, he was there. He ran at me like a bull. He dived on me, went, Steve, I fucking stay because you told me to keep the faith, man, all that. We was all hugging and kissing it out, and that Daps was lighting Cubans on the pitch. That's what's going on here, man. But nah, man, listen, I'm emotional, but it's been a long season. Liverpool's pushed us all the way, and you've got to give credit to them because they made it a final day as well, you know what I mean? And Aston Villa played the part, and Wolves played the part, and look, anyone that says this league's a farmers' league, talking out their ass, man. You only have to look at the final day. You know, we're going to touch on it in a bit. Burnley dropping. Do you know what I mean? Arsenal, Spurs and things like that. It's just... But yeah, man, listen, it's emotional. But I was there to see it. I watched it with my dad. Champions again. I've just
got to keep Gundogan, man. You've got to keep Gundogan, Steve, man.
Mate, it's, I keep too him, but you know, do you know what? There's one way of looking at it, selfishly, and say we keep him. But if the guy wants to change his life, and he's always talking about America and he goes to Miami a lot, if he wants to go out there, he's earned it. Let him go. Give him a free transfer. He owes us nothing. He's been brilliant for us. So same as Fernandinho. They owe us nothing. Let him go. Just say, yeah, cancel your contract. Go and do what you want to do, boys. But that Gundogan, man, Klopp's one of Klopp's boys as well, man. He loves Klopp.
Yeah, yeah.
And kicked him in the bollocks there.
Yeah. I thought the Zinchenko... introduction for me changed the game, man. I know Sterling got the cross and whatnot, but Zinchenko just added a different dimension. He was an animal.
He set Rodri up.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I want to speak on. I want to speak on Rodri, man. I want to speak on Rodri, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand the critics of Rodri, and there's plenty of them.
What critics? Who are the critics?
No, oh, trust me, there is.
There's critics. They exist. There's critics of Rodri. Wow.
Yeah, man. I argue with people about Rodri when people talk about, including Fabinho, Casemiro, people talk about Kante, people talk about all these other players. I've said it, and I've said it to Steve as well. For me, and I'm a Liverpool fan, Rodri is the number one for me in that position in Europe. Ahead of Casemiro, ahead of Fabinho. I think he's an absolute monster. And especially the way he's overcome the criticism that he got in the first season, Matisse. You have to remember the criticism that he...
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I mean, him and Cancelo being eased in.
But right now, and I'm not only saying that because he spoke with class afterwards as well when he was asked about the chase and the Liverpool and everything. He was classy in his response as well. He said, listen, I've never seen a team like them. You know, they're magnificent, but we finished above them, so we're good as well. And it was classy. He just talked about, you know, the chase, and there was nothing, you know, like Bernardo Silva comes out of cheapy little digs and anything like that. No, it was a classy interview, and I think he's an absolute game changer for Man City, especially the way they play. He's literally like a one-man wrecking machine in there while everyone else is doing what they've got to do. So, yeah, man, for me, he's the one.
The DM, you know, man can play as well. Yeah.
His first season, City fans were saying, oh man, he's not what.
Remember Charity Shield? Do you remember Charity Shield?
Leave him, and all that. But this is what I'm saying, people need to give people time, innit? At Manchester City, you got to come in there, and Pep has you doing mad shit, playing left back, left wing, don't pass the ball here, don't shoot. He has mad shit, and you've just got to go with it. And, you know, Super Jack, you know what I mean, this season, Premier League, he's got the medal, now he's on the piss. He's got to come back next season and prove it. Now he's had his season. But yeah, we've got definitely improved the squad depth a little bit, because we can't be doing that end of season. Fernandinho fucking limping again. We need to just get the boys in. I think it's going to be a big overhaul. A lot of young kids are going to get, who think they're good enough, aren't good enough. I think he's going to clear a load. Like I say, Haaland coming in. I can see a couple of quality midfielders landing, maybe even another centre half, but I need a break, man. I need a break from football. I don't want to talk about football. I'm just going to go fishing and not speak to anyone for 2 months.
I was watching both games at the same time, and it was honestly, as a neutral, like, it was nuts. Like, it was honestly, it was so entertaining. The whole day, for me, that's the best final day we've ever had. I know, obviously, the Aguero moment was probably a bit better because it was Man United and it's not Liverpool. You know, there's a real rivalry there, but because it was the whole league fighting for everything, like every single possible competition, title, relegation, everybody's fighting tooth and nail, and everything's literally, you know, you're a goal away. Liverpool at one point are a goal away from, you know, this quadruple talk still being a conversation. And then Man City, the way Man City packed in them three goals, honestly, I thought I was living in some alternate universe. I couldn't believe what was going on. Like, I'm just watching these goals go in. I'm just like, is this really happening? Are they really scoring these goals right now? Because the whole game, it looks so frustrating. And it's the first time I saw 2-0 down. City looked a little bit rattled. They looked like, oh shit, like this is, we're folding now. And then Gundogan comes on and it's like, everything just changes. And this is a player that, like we spoke last week, Steve, we were saying, you know, he could go to America, whatever. It's mad, man. It's nuts. And sometimes when you watch the Premier League, you feel like it's a little bit scripted. It feels like Football Manager. You know when you lose a game and then you quit and then you reload and then you try again, you lose again.
You can't
win the game. Like, it's already done. Do you know what I mean? That felt like City were just... It just didn't feel real, honestly. It didn't feel real. Even as a Chelsea fan who's got nothing to do with anything, I loved it, man. I loved it. I loved being able to witness it. It's history. Even though it ain't got nothing to do with us, It's just there and it's happening, and before supporting any club, you're loving football as well. Do you know what I mean? You're just loving football. If your club was to liquidate, obviously wouldn't support nobody else, but obviously I'd still watch football. But man, that, it's just nuts, man. What we watched was just, it was historic. We have seen something like it. It was them again. It's nuts.
Mate, I was
up when Gerard, man.
When I got the pitch at the end there. This guy's in the centre circle messing about. I thought, he's digging the centre circle up. This is how mad it was. The guy had brought his dad's ashes in a tub on the pitch and went, I'm sprinkling the ashes on the centre circle, get round me. So all the boys was like shielding him while he'd done it. And I was like, this is fucking crazy shit, man. Then the crossbar broke and it was kids on the top of the crossbar like they were laying around in hammocks and that. It was just unreal. Man, when Scotland invaded Wembley and snapped the nets, City fans snapped the nets. I was just like, what's going on? But I tell you what, they put you through it because honestly, the Aguero moment's hard to describe because you're going from absolute devastation to unreal in 10 minutes. This happened in five. If you'd have seen me 5 minutes before, I was gone, mate. I couldn't handle it. People were saying, you all right? I was like, my head was going because I'm thinking about with the biggest bottle jobs in English football history. I've got to face Griz, got to face Saeed. The messages were going to come through. I'm finished. I'm dead. This is me gone. This
I wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't going to say anything.
Bullshit.
No, but why would I celebrate when the guy below me said when
the title... come out of Real Madrid, you've done the TikToks. Don't give me none of that.
No, I'm saying I would not celebrate because it's a weird feeling, isn't it? Because Liverpool are going to win the league.
You know what, though? Yeah. Two weeks ago in Madrid, yeah, they dangled the Champions League final carrot in front of me, yeah, and blew it and bottled it and kicked me right in the teeth, yeah?
Yeah.
And then they've done it again. Newcastle and Wolves. And then we start on the roll. And then they dangled it again with West Ham, agonising that little bit to taking us to the edge again. Mm. And then 2-0 down, I'm looking at my dad. I'm thinking, what? This club, man. Everything we've done, it's just killed us. And then we come out with that. It's mad. I can't describe it, man. I mean,
can I ask a question to Griezmann? I know, listen, I'm not trying to take a piss out of Steven Gerrard, but do you have, like, any sort of vengeance towards Gerrard? Like, any sort of ill feeling, like, you know, he had the game in his grasp. No, but Matisse, I don't know why you're laughing, man. This is
no, you're taking
it.
I hear you where you're getting with this, but I think it's one of those questions for kids, man. I'm not a kid, man.
No, I'm just saying, isn't it?
No, like, I know, I'm not going to answer it, innit? I'm answering it, innit? So, look, right, for me, Steven Gerrard...
Always a legend, of course.
Didn't lose us the title. We lost the title. Well, we didn't even lose the title. City won that fucking title. When you have 90... How much did you end up on? 93 points?
Yeah, I don't even know
what
school United was.
Yeah. Fuck United, man. But yeah. they won the title. If you analyse it, Steven Gerrard set up his team and played his team how everyone or most teams should go to City. How many teams have you seen gone to City and get folded 3-0, 4-0, bang, game over? Mm-hmm. So in a way, you can say Steven Gerrard's tactics were right. He had Tyrone fucking Mings at centre-half. What are you supposed to do?
Do you know what, though? He was outstanding yesterday.
Steve, I heard he was. But that last 20 minutes, did you see him trying to...
City turned it on, man. City turned it up 2 or 3 gears in 5 minutes and they couldn't live with it, man.
But exactly, he didn't have the players to handle City in the end. But 3-2, if you told me that was going to be the score, I would have said, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
But man, you ain't got the players to hold out. You done brilliantly to go 2-0 up at Etihad against a Man City game for the title on the last day. Nah, real people know that's in fact how you should play against City. If he's got better players, maybe he would have held on. But he didn't.
Now he'll still be a legend at Liverpool, man. He'll still be a legend.
It's got nothing to do with his legendary status. That's
it. It is what it is. You can't blame him.
Nothing to do with Steven Gerrard.
Someone else to do it for you.
No, exactly.
Liverpool pushed us hard. I told you, I said it on the stream. There was a fairy tale to be had, which involved Steven Gerrard and Coutinho, and it very fucking nearly happened. And thank God it didn't, but it nearly did. And at the end of the day, our fairy tale happened. We did the Aguero moment. We've just done people taking a piss going, why are you celebrating that 93-20 from 10 years ago? Why are we celebrating is because that's us, isn't it? So when you think you're 2-0 up and we've bottled the league, we fucking haven't. And we just did exactly what we did 10 years ago. We shown the bollocks. We came back. The crowd got us over the line. People talk about crowds at Anfield and Old Trafford and places like that getting them over the line. Well, every single person in that Etihad Stadium yesterday did their job. They got us over the line and we won the league and we deserve it tonight, tomorrow, the parade, all the kids, everything. Fucking enjoy it because we won the league. We didn't get there in the Champions League, but we won the Premier League again. It's our sixth Premier League title in 10 years. But apparently we fucking got no history, but we're blowing away teams with mega history. We're blowing their records right out of the water. But it is what it is.
Yeah, listen, first and foremost, well done, because I can't even lie to you. What Pep said about 38-game season, you know, showing who the best team in the country is, it's the truth, you know. I know Liverpool have won a couple of domestic cups and the Champions League final, but the 38-game season will be a 1 point off. Grizz, I wanted to ask you before I get into Super Chats, yeah? Obviously, it's a mad time for Liverpool because there's a couple players there with, like, you know, the contracts on the line. Age might become a factor. And then Man City just pip you to the title, 1 point. How do you feel? Like, I know it's early to talk about next season, but was this the pinnacle for this team?
What's that clip? Do you remember that clip Scott we've got with me at the start? Yeah. And do you remember, what's that based off? That based off, like, when we spoke at the start of the season, based off the last season, and you all laughed at me when I said, we'll be back this season.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be back. And certain brothers laughed louder than others. Well, we're not going to mention names. But anyway, there you go. He's laughed again.
You made me come off mute, but that's how bad I wanted to laugh.
gave it away. But listen, everyone laughed at us and wrote us off. And we've exceeded expectations. Nobody expected us to be 15, possibly 15 minutes away from fucking winning every competition we entered and becoming immortal. Oh, look, I feel I was down at the ground. Of course I was. Steve will know what you go through. Well, a lot of you will know what you go through when your team's, you know what I mean, had a bad result. What am I talking about? Who am I kidding? You lot. But yeah, you feel...
Listen,
you
know, Paul Kroenke needs to come back and humble you, man. I'm telling you right
devastate,
now.
Devastation.
Stuart Downing.
devastation for that moment. And you think, fuck, how did that happen? How did it get that close even? Because you don't anticipate to be that close. But then you calm down, you get home and you think everyone else is relaxing over the weekend. Everyone's going on holidays. Everyone's working on their tan, trying to create content for the next season, pre-season. We've got Paris, baguettes, croissants under the Eiffel Tower. I've got another journey. I'm setting out Friday. Fucking broke now. I'm not going to lie. I'm broke. Have you noticed I've not got no cakes or nothing with my cup of tea? I'm serious.
No,
I'm
pasta.
I'm broke, bro. I'm broke. You know what I mean? No, nothing. So I'm just going to save up. One last trip to Paris. And if we bring home number 7, it's been one of the all-time great seasons. For me personally, it's the greatest season I've ever had as a football fan. So how can I be down? How can I be devastated? How can I criticize this team? I can't. I won't be doing it justice if I criticize and nitpick.
No, you can't criticize. No. I don't mean that.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'll be talking like a dickhead, one of these reactionary fans that I hate. So I'm not going to be what I hate. No way. I'm not going to rant and rave like certain other channels and people that rant and rave. We've done this well. If we bought this well. Man, shut up. Shut up. Look at this team. This team is insane, man. Who wouldn't want to be in our situation? Who wouldn't? Name a team in Europe that wouldn't want to be in that situation. So it is what it is, man. It hurt for that, you know, journey home was mad. But we go again, man. And yeah. We need to win the the pressure is on us now to bring home the Champions League. Otherwise, he will have to face a barrage of criticism, possibly, maybe. But like Steve says about City, and I tell you lot all right now, we ain't going away. We ain't going away, especially with Jurgen Klopp signing a 4-year deal, the worst nightmare. And you see every other club's fan base, and I said it, the only fan base that's got a right to celebrate and talk to us is Man City. Everyone else, that United Nations fan bases last night was for me music. It was music to my ears and a sight for me, because it means we're back and we're back on, you know, we're back fighting for the big prizes, and nobody likes it, but you've got to get used to it because we're back next season as well.
Okay, strong words. Let me look at what the super chats are saying. There's going to be a couple here that we need to expand on anyway. AJ says it's 2:40 a.m. in India right now, but I ain't going to miss today's live show. Big Steve has lost his voice. I've pretty much lost mine too. Hope to watch Man City play live at the Etihad someday. Champions. Blue Moon in the building. Champions of England, we know what we are. Lost my voice kissing old men in the stand. Absolute madness. Can't believe
it. Is that a green screen there? Did you see him, by the way? You must have seen him in the pitch, Steve. Come on.
I've not seen him yet.
That's what I mean, man. Blue Moon, man. You know what I mean? But we'll leave him, man. Big up to Blue Moon, man.
There to go, Todd. They never make it easy, Big Steve. That's why we love them. Big up everyone in the Big Six and Skullfuggery as usual. Up the Blues. Up, love for that, my guy. Listen, hit the like button. I forgot to remind people. Make sure the likes are over. Well, we've hit 1,000 already. Let's get 2,000 people. And let me just save this super chat here from Mark. Actually, there's another one here as well. Before I continue, Wee Snooker says, wow, Steve, yesterday was mad. 10 years on from Aguero and we did it again. And we do it again. I was on the pitch. Mad scenes. Respect to Grizz. It takes two to tango. Khalid, Haaland didn't cost 55, but more like 100. Well, we haven't even touched on that yet. But love, Radford, it'll be great when the PO is between City and Newcastle every year. A great victory for football and these completely honest, fine clubs and owners. Obviously, some shade at the ownership issues. Finally, catch you live because I normally watch this in the morning when driving in the UK. Just wanted to say love the show and love for the love. Love my guy, Mr. Mute. Appreciate that, my bro. Love for the support. Obviously, you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts too. Liverpool fans are more embarrassing to even suggest that no one should banter them. Then what's the point on football? Thoughts, Grizz? No, he just mentioned, I think he just talked about who he feels like can banter Liverpool. Here's Toby in the building as well. Let me just get him in there. Ali, just in time, Tobes. Congrats to both teams making the Prem special. Was off my chair as an Arsenal fan. Congrats to Chickenhead Tobes too. We go again. Hashtag Arteta's last chance. I know you two have been going at it for a few shows here and there with the super chats, Ali. But there you go. A little well done for you, Tobes. But you've made it. And there's still some super chats to go through. One sec. I've lost a couple of them. Dylan, congrats, Steve. Humility in defeat is just as admirable, Grizz. Shot for the season, boys, wouldn't be the same without the panel. Love for that, Dylan. Appreciate that. Here's one. So much respect for Liverpool, the way they've rose to the top. City comeback versus Villa, good, but they weren't playing for anything. Different story versus Madrid. Akash says, congrats, Steve. Liverpool fans should enjoy this phase. If we are disappointed for not winning a quadruple, it shows our standard. Don't forget, between 07 and 2015, we were in the mud. Shows the levels we have reached. And Blue Moon again, we are the Premier League mentality monsters. I'm just happy it's over and we've won. We have more Premier Leagues than Arsenal and Liverpool put together. Zinny was man of the match. Who's Zinny? Zinchenko?
Yeah.
Man of the match, surely is Gundogan coming off the bench and getting two. But Zinchenko did have that. When I watched the highlights back, I can't lie, he had quite a few moments. Spurs, he doesn't exist anymore, but RC trending harder. We've even got Wolves fans talking shit. I don't know, how are you spending your money on that, my guy? Focus on your club. Alex
Ferguson, their song was funny, though, yesterday. Their Wolves song at the ground was funny.
The Wolves song?
What song?
Yeah, they made
what
some song. Yeah, what I don't know. It's about, you nearly won the league, something like that.
Oh.
It's a bit of banter, isn't it?
The Aston Villa fans, yeah, were absolutely bouncing on the chair, singing Liverpool, all that nonsense. And then when that third goal went in, it was the biggest evacuation a football stadium has ever seen. Yeah? So fuck you, Aston Villa. Take that one back to the He's a Premier
What's
League
Villa done to you, man?
Mate, I had to stand there next to him, looking at him, all ballooning on the chairs. I like Aston Villa, but they've gone down in my estimation, innit?
Man said you can't count in my estimation.
Talking about one European Cup they won in, I don't know, 1940 or something.
So Alex Ferguson's highest points total was 92 points in 93, with much less competition in terms of rich clubs and elite managers. Uncomfortable conversations, as Cams would say. And Ali here again, was interesting watching celebrations. City seems like a happy, fun bunch, all hugs and that, except for Sterling. What's up with him, Steve?
No, it's Raheem. It's weird. He's just got a mad body language thing, but I don't know. It just might be him. It might just be him. He might be absolutely over the moon, but just doesn't show it. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I think there's going to be some players leaving me. Jesus, definitely leaving. 100%. Might be going Spurs, I heard.
Yeah, I see their name popped up as well in the conversation. So, yeah. Well, 1 year left on his contract. Well, one or the other, you can't really... Well, you can afford to let him go for free on Man City, but like, you're also going to want to make some money back off of him. Big up Ronaldo.
City are asking for big money as well for him, 55 million or something like that, even though he's got a 1 year. I think they're just basically saying you need to pay it if you want him.
Big up Ronaldo, says Joseph. Finishing top three on league scoring charts 15 seasons in a row, even at 37 years of age. Doc Liverpool says Rodri blocks Fabinho's shot at Anfield in the 87th minute.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
We win the league this season. Small margins, unbelievable season. Grizz agrees.
Yeah, man. Massive moment. Fabinho has an open goal. Rodri, out of the nowhere, comes into the picture and blocks it. Fucking huge moment.
That was impossible, you know. I was in front of that. Huge. I was on the row two. Right there, and I don't know how
huge
I've ever seen that a player get his foot to that. Unbelievable.
That and the handball at Everton. Huge. Absolute huge. Hand of Rod.
Hand of Rod. Don't forget, though. Listen, Everton have then got a score that penalty.
Oh, yeah. Bottlers. Yeah, yeah. Shit, old club. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sorry I said that. Fuck them.
Omo says... Steve, what even is the Manc derby now, considering how that massive club rejoiced your win?
Respects training ground, training session in it twice a year. We get to go there.
Is he a City fan, this guy? Is he a City fan?
Knock it about a bit and just win. Have a bit of banter and then go home.
I don't know if he's a City fan, you know. I can't tell from the DP. Let me know in the comments if you're still there, my guy. Or let Saeed know. Congratulations to Steve and City. We will be back at it next season. You'll never walk alone. Man City FC vision. Yeah. Villa fans went from slagging off Grealish to a fire drill. Another fairy tale by us, Steve. Our fans yesterday was immense. Put some respect on our name. And we got Philippe in the building as well. Come on, Philippe. Hope you're well. Big up the panel. Amazing season. Big up Big Steve. My girlfriend and her family are City fans. They were euphoric. This Liverpool and City team are something else. Mark says, Fabrizio Romano just tweeted Mbappe was in talks to join Liverpool.
No, Fabrizio didn't tweet it. Kylian himself admitted it. So, you know the people that were saying Grizz is making it up? Hold that.
Is it?
Kylian Mbappe himself said, I was in talks with Klopp and Liverpool and Real Madrid, but I wanted to stay with my hometown club. So, Grizz sources.
Fair enough. Tom says, do you guys think Spurs could do well in the Champions League and league next season if Conte brings in six players of his choosing to Spurs like it's rumoured? Well, six players is, I think, a good number of additions, especially if they back him. Obviously, six players, it's going to cost a bit as well, you know.
It is what it is.
That's what it comes down to, though, isn't it?
Don't care about figures anymore.
They're definitely going to back him, man. They're definitely going to back him. I can see Spurs being a problem next season, me.
Yeah, same. I think so as well. But his record in Europe is not great, Toby, is it?
No, it's quite poor. It's quite poor. So hopefully he has a better go at it with us than with them. Because I know you lot will laugh, but like I actually take pride in the fact that for every season, bar one, that Spurs have been in the Champions League, we always make the knockout. So I don't really want that to end with probably the best manager we've had in his prime. Hopefully that doesn't come to fruition next season.
KM says, let's hope Arsenal beat United in the Europa League final next season so Saeed can be bantered and clipped up. Oh my God, Europa League.
If that's what you want. Certain Arsenal fans, not all Arsenal fans, certain Arsenal fans. It's up to you, innit?
Big up, Ryan. Big up, you guys. Glad I'm here to watch the last final show. Hey, don't lie to the people, Ryan. It's not the final show of the season. We still got the Champions League final preview this Thursday and the review next Monday. And next Thursday, we're back again for the quiz, the big fat, big six quiz of the season. So make sure you're there for that. missed this show.
Well, let me say the big fat. It reminds me of the big fat. Have you seen that film, The Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah. I've seen it. So, by far the best show on YouTube. Love for that, Ryan. You know what it is, my guy, already. People, hit the like button. I don't know if we've got Saeed to 50K yet. I don't think we have, but we're about 100 and something off getting Saeed to 50K subscribers on his channel. His link is pinned in the chat. Let's get him to 50K tonight, as well as the rest of the lads, Steve, Tobes, Grizz, Matisse, Skullfuggery. You know what is already. Subscribe. Links in the description below. FM London, 10% off all men's items. Use that link, whether it's now, tomorrow, later, next week. Use the link in the description below. so they know you're coming through us. Obviously, Tobes, you was late. Any comments on the Man City Liverpool? I remember with Saeed, when Saeed mentioned that shit could, you know, something
I told might happen. You. Yeah. I told you, man. Can you apologize now when I said that?
I'm sorry. I can admit when I'm wrong, Saeed. So I'm going to apologize. Yeah. So I'm apologizing to you. I thought Man City and Liverpool would make easier work of their opponents than what actually happened. But listen, that's the beauty of the Premier League. There's no easy game. I thought it would be much easier than that, but bro, Wolves, watching the highlights, I don't even know how Wolves lost that game. Like, they could have easily come out of there with 3 points. Every single time they were getting in behind Liverpool with ease as well, and they were just so wasteful in the final third. And Man City scoring 3 goals in 5 minutes, that was utter madness. But what I will say is this, even when both teams were losing, I never once thought that like they would actually lose the game. I always thought they would come back. Especially Man City. Aston Villa's defense is awful. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Matisse, I don't think I've heard much from you today, you know.
I've spoken on Man City.
What are you wearing as well?
Why is that of any of your concern, bald boy?
It's weird.
What's old fashioned,
man. Is he wearing a cape?
I'm not even allowed to.
Is he wearing a cape? See, have you not watched Dragon Ball Z? You see that thing that Piccolo?
It's just a jumper. Yeah. It's just a loose jumper.
Like that. It looks like that, but brown, isn't it? You know what I'm talking about, Chris? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. The baggy, it's baggy, isn't it? Yeah, I know
the baggy thing, the white thing. I'm thinking, what the fuck is this with these guys?
Listening, you know what I mean? I'm an avid listener, you know what I mean? We've got the title race, got the top four race, got the Conference League versus Europa. My team weren't involved in nothing this weekend. We were just chilling, man.
That's a conversation in itself, but you are right. There are
dead weekend for me, like for my team. There's nothing to talk about, really.
Yeah, man. We don't want to talk about our clubs, innit, Matisse? Tell him, man. Just skip over them, man.
I don't like the way you tried to rope yourself
in. don't think you're gonna get away with Bruno. Oh, Matt, someone's watching
Bruno, mate. Like, oh my god.
Don't think we didn't clock Bruno, another Bruno disaster class. Like, another
bro,
Bruno.
We can speak on it, man.
Against Palace. I didn't watch the game.
Bro, I didn't watch it, but I saw the highlights. And he basically assisted Zaha's goal.
Yeah,
man. He's playing against us, man. He's playing against us, Bruno.
It's scary.
Man.
It's scary how bad Bruno is when he's not scoring or assisting. He's awful.
What is it?
In general play, he's awful.
I hear you.
Listen, man. Let's see what your team's saying. Innit? I want to talk about your team, man.
Yeah, before we get into Man United and that stuff, there obviously Tottenham secured top four. Not that it was in doubt. Toby 5-0, smashed them, got the job done easy. Talk to us, man. Mad season. You lot pipped everyone to it,
mate. I'm honestly to say I was chuffed. Was an understatement yesterday. I didn't even get to watch the full game. I had to watch the rest of it on my phone because I had to see my nan yesterday. And I just, my internet kept cutting off. And at times, it's annoying. When the goals are going in was when my internet would cut off. So I'd get the alerts, Spurs 2-0, then 3-0, then 4-0. But it was brilliant, man. And it was never in doubt. I think with Spurs fans, because we got PTSD, because we got trauma from previous times, like, a lot of people are getting in their own heads, oh, because it's gift wrap for us, that means we're going to bottle it and stuff like that. And, like, the past is the past. And what you've seen under Antonio Conte, like, why on earth would you think that Spurs are going to lose to one of the worst teams we've ever seen in the Premier League in this form? Like, if you look at our form over the past, like, 10 or 11 matches, in fact, our last 14 games, we've won 10 out of our last 14. We've conceded 5 goals in our last 10 games. And even if you take away the Spurs element to it, you're playing a side that have conceded 79 goals, bro. 79 goals. They're averaging over 2 goals conceded per game. Like, they're an embarrassment of a team. And why certain Spurs fans were getting in their heads and thinking Spurs are going to bottle this was beyond me. Because there's no way on earth they can keep Kane and Son at bay. Impossible. Impossible. And we didn't even need to win. We just needed a point. We didn't even need to win. But I'm glad that we did. I'm glad we did it in style, man. And because I think it sends a message for next season. Me personally, I think it sends a message for next season that this Antonio Conte guy, you can't joke with him. And if you give him the tools, if you give him the funds, bro, the possibilities are endless, yeah, yeah. I think, in my opinion. I think, I genuinely believe, and people can clip this up all they want, I genuinely believe, if we back Antonio Conte next season, the trophy drought will be over. I'm so sure of it. I'm so sure of it. Notice I had to change it from title.
Have chess. Who's this Toby, man? Is this a Toby?
I'm telling you, this one is a fact. If Antonio Conte gets his place, Spurs will end their trophy drought. I have that much belief in this manager that will do it. Because look what he's done with a team that's out of sorts. Yeah? I can't remember what Twitter account posted it, but if you looked at our stats pre-Conte and post-Conte, like, it beggars belief that the improvement, which is why, like, I get my back up against the wall. Whenever we went on a dip, people would question what he's improved. And I'm like, are you just a prisoner of the moment, or are you actually going to look at things in totality? Because he's been a huge game changer for Spurs. A huge game changer for Spurs. Yeah.
What's the figure to you that would mean he's been back this summer? Like, what's the ballpark to put him at?
It's not even a figure, but if we're talking figures,
number of players or figure, like which one or the other, let's say
5 to 6 players. I need to see this summer. I need to see five to six good or above players coming through this door, and I need to see a couple players sold. I need to see
some.
You think
he's going to get experienced players? Do you think he's going to go for experience? Definitely. There's a lot of free transfer. Older players on freeze in the summer. You know, there's some bargains to be had there.
Yeah. I think we've already been linked with we've been linked with Perisic, but I think he might stay at Inter or go to Chelsea. But there are also, even beyond the free, Steve, there are players who have like 1 year left on their deals and stuff, like Filip Kostić for Frankfurt. He's got 1 year left, and he still has this summer. And he would be perfect for our system as well. So from what I've been reading from like the likes of Alistair Gold, Matt Law, etc., it seems as if like the board are finally opening their eyes and they're going to actually buy into this guy's idea. I think Paratici is meant to have a meeting with him today to basically lay out what the plans are for next season. So I really hope we can sell him on what it is we're trying to do and he buys into it. Because if that happens, then it's a problem for the rest of the league, in my opinion.
Steve, just before we started talking, I think you said that you think Tottenham are going to kick on from this next season and build upon it. Earlier this season, you talked about Arsenal and obviously, you know, trusting whatever process they're feeding. Do you think it comes down to the top four position that you're saying this about Tottenham next season, or does it still work hand in hand with what you're saying about Mikel Arteta? Do you think the future's brighter for both clubs, or has that changed now?
I just think with Tottenham, I just think they've got Kane and Son, who are two superstars, and I think they're both elite players, and I think they've added now an elite manager who can attract maybe a different kind of player. And I mean, you look at Nuno when he came in, just don't think Nuno could attract them kind of players. I think Tottenham was a hard sell. I think the board have got a very important thing to do now. They've brought a manager of the caliber of Conte in. They can't start putting shackles on him and expecting him to work miracles. If he wants to keep up with the big boys and he wants to compete in the Champions League, they've got to back him. And I think they will do. As for Arsenal, I think they're at a totally different level at the minute. I think they've got a good young team with a rookie kind of manager. That's the path they chose. And I think they're a little bit behind Tottenham when it comes to where they need to be at the minute because of the Champions League and all that. If you'd got Champions League football, Arteta would have to spend a lot of money to get you ready for that, in my opinion, as well as competing in the league. Whereas with Tottenham, with Son and Kane, they're two fantastic players, man. It makes a difference for me. I think Arsenal are on their path and they're getting there and it's ticking along. But I just think Spurs, they've put a hell of a lot of pressure on themselves, A, by getting a manager like Conte, and B, getting that top four, because the last thing Tottenham fans want to be doing is going in that Champions League with this team they've got now, because to get blown away. So Daniel Levy's got to sort it out. There's no danger of Kane leaving. I think there was some bullshit in the Manchester Evening News about Kane's representatives phoning City in February asking, did they still interested? And load of nonsense. I think the Kane ship sailed. Man United might have a go at Kane for me if Ten Hag wants him. But I think at the minute Tottenham today looks totally different than what Tottenham did beginning of last season. Nuno, agreed. You know what I mean? Now you're looking at Conte, Champions League football. So Harry Kane's probably going to stay there. And I think, yeah, they need to spend some money.
I did say it, man. You know what I mean? Conte was going to be the difference. Yeah. I knew he'd get top four. He's a winner, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted him. When that Al Sakiko came in, I was like, listen, let's take the loss, man. I know fans can say you're a fake fan for saying that, but it was, though. Toby would admit as well. That was the Al Sakiko. And whoever lost that game, their manager was getting sacked.
Yeah.
And whoever won was staying on.
That's one of the best days of my life. One of the best days of my life.
That's one of the best days of my life.
You know what I mean? It's one of the best days of my life. I swear to God. I swear to God. It's one of the best days of my life. It's the best, man. 100%.
But that's what gets to me the most, you know. That's the thing about it. Tottenham actually show more ambition than Arsenal, you know. I get it. You can still be upset with your ownership because I guess the benchmark is not what they do compared to Arsenal. But I can't believe that, you know, let's say Tobes and other Tottenham fans have been unhappy with, and I'm not using this to this. I'm just using it as you're unhappy with your owners because of the way it's gone. But you're unhappy during a period where you've shown as a club more ambition than Arsenal in terms of you've moved into a new stadium, you've broken the transfer record, you've went for a Jose Mourinho, who I never wanted to touch, by the way, because I thought he would pass it already. But I understand why you did. And then that didn't work. You was kind of proactive in getting rid of him. There was nonsense with getting in Nuno, which seemed like, you know, is this the same old Spurs and they're not really serious. But then to cut that early in the season and then bring in Antonio Conte and then bring in two players in January. It's like, that's what gets to me the most. Tottenham are showing ambition. I don't know, Tolt, has that changed recently or has that been sporadic before? I don't know.
Nah, you know what it is with Enoch, they're still not in my good books, man. I think they're not in my good books at all. But
they've just got you the best manager in the world possible. They've gone and got him for you.
All right. Can I finish?
No.
Okay, yeah, so
you
Chris.
You forgive, so you don't forget, though. You forgive, but you don't forget. That's Chris, what Toby's trying to say.
The point I was making is they got us the best manager in November, yeah, when we had already started off the season, had a poor first half of the season, 15 points from 10 games. We wasted our time hiring a manager that we all knew and could see was never a good fit for the club. There was even a hashtag trending, no to Nuno. Everybody could see it, but the board. And they still hired this guy when Antonio Conte was available in the summer. Why did it take 4 or 5 months to then make a mistake, to then go back to the man that you should have hired in the first place? Which is why it's a give and take thing with Spurs. The ambition, I can't even argue against it, because going for Jose Mourinho is ambitious. Sacking the best manager that you at the time that you've had in the Premier League era and bringing in Jose Mourinho as a name, that's ambition. Bringing in Antonio Conte, that's ambition. But you know what isn't ambitious? Yeah, not bolstering the team to the level that Jose needed, that Pochettino needed, and now remains to be seen with Antonio Conte, not bolstering this team. They've been ambitious when it comes to managerial moves, but they've not really shown that level of ambition when it comes to strengthening this team. I don't just mean spending money. I mean spending money on the right player. Ever since we've moved into this new stadium, Spurs have been one of the highest spenders in the league. But of all the players we've signed, how many have been successful? How many have been A-grade targets? Man City needed a centre-back. In the season, they finished second and Liverpool ran away with the league. They went out and got Ruben Diaz, A-grade target. And look at the impact he had in their season. Liverpool, in the season when they first got to the Champions League final under Klopp, they needed an A-grade centre-back. They may not have signed him in the summer transfer window, but they went back again and signed their man in January.
And goalkeeper, yeah.
When are Spurs going to get their summer of first-choice targets across the board? It's always B-grade. It's always C-grade. And it sets us back. Because these, for the most part, these players never settle, or they just end up not being good enough, and we've wasted one or two more years of our time and money. Look at Chicken Royale. Some of the guys at Chicken Royale. There's so many players, and that's the issue with this ownership. They're risk averse when it comes to improving this team, and they're far too reactive and rarely proactive. So it's hard for me to give them praise, but yes, them cutting ties when they did with Nuno was good, and then them getting Antonio Conte was even great, because that's turned out to have saved our season. And then them getting in those two players in January, I wanted more players. We did the big six show in January. I wanted more because it wasn't enough, because our squad's not good. But look at the impact those two players have had. I will give them credit for that.
Toby,
but
you know the. Sorry to cut you off there, but I think for me, I'm not gonna lie, I doubted Kulusevski and Bentancur. I thought Kulusevski was a bench warm at Juventus, Bentancur wasn't getting into the team. I doubted it, but I tell you what, man, Kulusevski, boy, what a player. Like, seriously, man. Like, I don't know what is his kind of numbers are. Obviously, we don't like to always look at numbers, but just the impact he's had at Tottenham is unbelievable. Like, he's unreal.
He's got 5 Premier League goals and 8 Premier League assists in 18 appearances. So that's 13 goal contributions in 18 Premier League games. Like, as far as impact is concerned, they're right up there when it comes to Premier League signings for Spurs. Like, I speak on players like Van der Vaart had a crazy immediate impact at Spurs. I think of players like Alderweireld took to our team like a duck to water. Jan Vertonghen, but those two. The way they've elevated our season is scary. Like, Bentancur has come into this team and comfortably our best midfielder. And Kulusevski is basically fit the final piece of the jigsaw that we've been begging for in our attack. Like, it's crazy. We've been starved of quality on that right-hand side for years. Since Gareth Bale's left, we've not had quality, consistent quality on that right-hand side. Not from Lamela, not from Lucas Moura, not from pretty much any other player we've tried there. But this guy's come in, 22 years old, and he gets it. So props to them, man. And props to Conte. And props to Paratici for bringing them in, man.
Yeah, it turned out to be a good acquisition. Because it's FC's, was it his second goal, that top corner one, or was it his first goal?
Bro, dirty. That and that's one thing that's loading next season as well, yeah? Like, he's only got 5 goals, but his left foot is a wand. If you look at some of the goals that this guy scored in the Serie A, like, his left foot is automatic. So I think over the next couple of seasons, you're going to see him putting up more numbers on the board, but I'm just happy with what I've got so far because he's been brilliant, man.
Couple of questions here. One says Tarkowski, and Micah says name the 5-6 players you'd want this summer. Do you have anyone off the top of your head, or are you just enjoying the moment for now?
I want Gabriel Jesus. I can't even lie to you. Gabriel Jesus. Dream signings in attack would be Gabriel Jesus or Raheem Sterling. I would love either of the two at Spurs.
Or Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
How comes the first player you say is it one of the attacking three?
We need more quality in the attack because we're going to be in Champions League football next season. There's no depth. So beyond
Dybala as well. Dybala.
Who becomes the depth in that situation though?
Well, that's what we want. We don't just want it to be a bench option. We want players who can actually compete and challenge the front three.
Isn't there other areas that you need to strengthen in terms of not depth?
Absolutely. We need a centre back. Bastoni is on my eye. I would love Bastoni at Spurs, but real, I don't know if we have the funds for him. Midfield, I like Tielemans, I like Zielinski. There's so many midfielders that I would love at Spurs, but it's up to the board, man. It's up to the board. Wing backs, mate. Look at our wing backs. We need wing backs, man. I would love wing backs as long as they're not fucking Adama Traore. I don't want that guy. I don't want him anywhere near Spurs. But just bring me proper wing backs, man.
What if Conte wants him?
Adama Traore.
Would you take him in if Conte wants him?
No, I don't want
him before, and he doesn't want Jesus. I think Jesus would do pretty well for you guys because he covers.
Jesus is a really good player. Yeah.
I think he would cover depth-wise. He'd be, I'm not even saying he becomes depth automatically. Like you said, it's a healthy competition. But is it a thing where, because I know sometimes Tottenham look for resale value and they want value from all these things, right? Is it a thing where if Conte wants Ashley Young, do you get him Ashley Young? Like, do you get him anybody that he wants?
It's going to have to be
You're trolling, man.
He's not trolling, bro. This is what he wants, isn't it? He wants these brothers.
Nah,
there's going to have to be some reasoning, but I think for the most part, we all have to give in to his demands. And if that means signing players that I don't want, then so be it. So be it, man. Whatever, man. Honestly, just give him what he wants.
Trust the manager, man. Yeah, Antonio Conte is a manager to trust, I guess. You get what I'm saying? Even the way he came in. But...
I just can't trust that Bozo Adama, man. He's so dead. He's so dead. I'm sorry.
Dumfries would be a good option. Dumfries from Inter Milan.
Nah, I don't want him at Spurs. Ain't good enough.
What? Ain't good enough?
Ooh. Nope.
Bloody hell. As soon as they got Conte, the chest out now. They're like, yeah, we don't want him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, before it was like credit pinching.
You know, I don't rate.
I would love Dumfries.
I don't rate Dumfries. I think. Yeah, he's good at attacking the box, but he's not actually good at defending. And I don't think he's that skillful a player. Like, I think, yeah, he's quite a limited footballer, in my opinion.
I'm backing that.
Yeah, yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Saeed, you take Dumplings at the minute, mate. Not Dumfries.
Nah, chill out here. Just leave it up.
Anything you had to say, anything.
Listen, man. Ten Hag's talking today, man. He's serious, man. You know, heard that it's been.
Yeah, but we've heard it all before, man.
We've heard it all before. Liverpool and City, man. Watch out for Ten Hag, man. You know what I'm saying?
Watch out for Ten Hag.
No, I'm saying he's been calling Liverpool and Man City out, man. You know what I mean? So watch out, man.
Is that wise? Is that?
Listen, he's a confident guy, man. He's a confident guy. We want a confident manager. It's about time, man.
I mean, I've admired. Now we're on the subject. I've admired him from afar, but that interview, I can't lie. I didn't know he was as I don't know.
Straight talking.
Yeah, I thought he was more like calm than he came across. Even when they asked him about, are you gonna talk to Ralph Rangnick about like his recommendations? He was like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to him. I'm gonna talk to a lot of people, but I draw the line.
And that's what you want, though.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good way to
come. You see what the Daily Mail reported, saying that his body language is all over the place and that just because Ten Hag didn't give them what they wanted. I feel like he's doing a lot of kind of, you know, second guessing, you know what I mean? And he's just kind of like, you know, doing it his way because he knows how the media work. He's a very meticulous guy. And I'm happy with that, man. If he can... you know, second guess these journalists who every minute report about the club. Because Man United is the biggest club in the world, so they'll try and manipulate everything that he's going to say. So for me, I want him to do that. I want him to come in and get these guys working on their toes, man. So for me, I'm happy, man. And whatever he says, it's down to him, innit? Would I like that kind of energy so early on? Because I know my club is fragile. But again, if he's saying it, then he's the manager, innit? So I'm happy, man.
You know, yeah, I think he's actually... Initially, I thought maybe it's a bad thing, but I think he's got a really big advantage, Ten Hag, in comparison to Oli, in comparison to Jose. And what I mean by that is, you lot have got quite a lot of players that are going to be moved on this summer. Like, you've got seven players that are out of contract, plus there's probably like another three or four more that are going to be sold anyway. So I think for the most part, you'll be able to flush out a lot of the deadwood in your team, and he can come in with like a clean slate where he can actually start putting his stamp straight away and doesn't have to sort of work with the majority of players that were there in the past.
No, 100%. He's going to come in, he's going to set his, and he's going to imprint what he wants, style of play, everything. You know what I mean? I'm just looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to a new era, man. It's been a long season, man. I don't know if we're kind of segue into Man United, just to avoid asking about you.
No, we're getting
to Arsenal. Let's do United then.
Yeah, listen.
Now we've started.
I'm just happy the season's over.
Arsenal had more than enough airtime this season. My Lord.
Man.
One question I would ask. We're going to talk about it.
It's a foregone conclusion.
But you know, people love to talk about it.
No, buddy.
It's all right. I'm used to it. Don't worry. Matisse and Tobes, I'll ask you two this question more so than Steve and Grizz, because I know Saeed and I know Ten Hag kind of, you know, mentioned City and Liverpool and eras and whatnot. But we've just talked highly. Most of us have talked highly about Conte and think Tottenham are going to kick on. Chelsea, Matisse, are in a bit of a mad situation right now where you don't know what it's going to be like next season. Like, who are you more worried about next season, Matisse? In terms of, I haven't talked to you about it yet, but I don't think you're looking at City and Liverpool and going for the title next season. I guess you're gonna want another season in top four and a couple cups under your belt or something along those lines. But who are you more worried about in terms of losing the league position to? Is it Tottenham?
100% Tottenham, because the thing is with Tottenham is that they've got a manager who's done it in this league before, and he's not building. Like, I know, listen, Ten Hag's a builder. For me, Ten Hag in his first year at Man United fans have to be very patient. We have to see what's going to happen in the summer window. But I know there's a lot of players in that Man United team that can't play the way Ten Hag would like to play. It's just fact of the matter. So it's going to take him some time. Whether they get the overhaul that they need, you know, in terms of just how many people leave, we'll have to see. You know, people are calling them Max Brannan and all this nonsense and saying that Ragnick is the Stacey. We shall see if Ragnick is the Stacey. We shall see. You know what I mean? We shall see. Because Ralph Ragnick's
been a little moment, by the way.
Yeah, of course. But Ralph Ragnick's been a little bit confusing in his time at Man United so far. You know, he's kind of he's been a bit all over the place, but he's not really a manager, so you give him his slack. With Chelsea, like you said, we don't really know. People saying, oh, I saw some comment there, so negative. How am I negative? I predict us to win the league. What do you want? What do you want me to do now? You want me to say we're going to win the league again? Come on, listen, we have to get real, man. We can see the situation. We literally are losing all of our backline to Spain. So we have to replace that. And that's not even where we need to be focusing on, really. Ideally, we'd like to focus on the attack in the midfield. So it's not all going to get done in one summer, but I hope a lot does get done. We need an overhaul. I'm for me, like I said, I'm just hopefully we can nail that third spot again. People don't like to hear it, but Tottenham are a problem. Tottenham are definitely a problem. When you give Conte Champions League football and then if you back him as well, like, wow, that's a problem. You have to respect it. In the league, Champions League in Europe, he's not got the pedigree at the moment, but in the league, he's a problem. So for us, it's just about, you know, staying in that Champions League spot and trying to get those cuts. I don't really know what direction we're going with. We have to see with who goes, who stays. Does he keep Lukaku? Does he sell Lukaku? That will dictate how we play. I don't know what style, what direction we're going in, what formation. There's so much that's up in the air. New owners. There's new owners as well. So, I don't know. I'm surprised to see some Chelsea fans almost shocked with my evaluation of the situation because I don't know. You just saw
when is that deal going to be done as well? Because you've
been brought end of the week. End of the week.
You've been brought for like 3 months now, man.
Bro, it's been the end of the week for the last 4 weeks. So I don't know what's going on. I'm just waiting. Do you know what I mean? This is why I'm.
You're guiding it, Roman.
No, it's not. It's funny because the media are trying to. Obviously, the media love to make it all about Roman. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on because one minute he's fine with the situation. He wants to get it done. Next minute they're saying, oh, this, that, and the third. I'm over it. I've been locked off of this ownership situation. I'm just sitting here comfortably in my hammock waiting. Do you know what I mean? But when it comes down to Chelsea, we just have to keep it real. If Man City and Liverpool finish 20 points ahead of us, we're not going to make up a 20-point gap in 1 year. The best I can hope for is we get the 80s and then we go again. Do you know what I mean? The year after. For me, I said it months ago, 2023, 2024 is the year I'm looking at. If everything goes perfectly and if Tchouameni goes to Liverpool, that isn't perfect. So I'm already rattled with Grizz's sources. So we'll see what happens, man. But, you know, people can't expect me to come with silly amount of chest with Chelsea again, man. I've learned a lot this season about where this team's at. I thought Tuchel was going to be able to do a Conte and take this team to another level. But this team they've kind of maxed out. Of course, there's been a lot of things that have happened and context, but I don't think that adds a lot of points to our tally. I think maybe you could maybe say 6-7 points it adds to our tally. It doesn't put us in the title race. So can't just say it's all because of that. You know what I mean? We just go again, man. I'm quite chill now. Now that I know what's going on, I'm quite calm.
when are the roundabout videos coming back?
I'm not doing the roundabout. I'm in another country right now. You know what I'm saying? This is a new set. You know what I'm saying? Man's just...
Well, are you back in Ireland, by the way? Are you back in Ireland?
Yeah, man, I've come to...
I knew it, man. That's you know, bro, how OG, man.
This is where I was born. Yeah, the brother was out of shape in the head. I've come
that's
to...
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
How did you, man, not clock on? Is it like...
I caught a flight today, the day after this season was done.
Dedication, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a little hiatus. No, I'm not gonna take a hiatus, but I'm gonna be chilling, man. Chilling. Go to the local pub. Do you know what I mean? Go and see the cows and the pigs and that. Do you know what I mean? Just chill.
Really? What are you gonna get in the pub? Capri Sun.
Ha ha! Listen, where's your
Tell me, man.
Where's your
25, man?
You catching them bouquets yet from them weddings that you've been attending?
Mate, I'm sorry, I'm getting invited to weddings. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How many weddings have you been this year, Tom?
You've been to a lot of weddings this year.
This year wedding is crashing, weddings galore, man. There's 3 more weddings that I got this year.
I don't know if you're getting invited anymore. Yeah. I think you're climbing fences. I can't lie.
Okay, yeah. I'm climbing fences. Yeah.
I think you are, bro. I think you just want to be a part of the festivities.
Let's look at the other super chats.
Or you to your Wayne.
Ryan. Big up Ryan. He said City and Liverpool on the final day of the course of these last 3-4 seasons just showed they are streets ahead of Chelsea and the rest.
We did tell you.
They are. PF says, love the show. Matisse rocking the dressing gown, looking like a man who knows his team is in the mud. Soon Arsenal, soon to be 6th-8th-place merchants. Dami says, hey, Turkish, what are your expectations for Arsenal next season with there being more teams who will be competing for... You know what? Next season is going to be a chore. If you're asking me, and for my opinion, next season is going to be a chore for us. I can't lie to you. It's not looking good. The reason I just asked the question about Ten Hag, United, Conte, Tottenham, and obviously Chelsea, in their situation right now, they've got Tuchel, so they're happy with him.
Have faith, my brother. Have faith.
What did you think of what Tuchel said, Turkish, today? Did you see that when he said that he didn't put Arsenal in like the...
You know what? I kind of understand. I don't take offense to that because it's like I don't need his ratings, but at the same time, we're not. You know, we haven't got that manager that's got the status that Ten Hag has or Conte has or even Tuchel. We haven't got the team, let's say, that has Ronaldo or the star
I'm
name.
I'm surprised he said our name, to be honest with you. I didn't expect it. But I think maybe it's just putting a little pressure on there, isn't it, to say Ten Hag's a top manager.
No, but so you see what it is with United, yeah? United are just... it just hasn't worked, clicked for United. You lot have the money, you lot have the brand, you lot have all of that, yeah? All it is with United is you get the right man in and... Post Alex Ferguson, you haven't done that. So anytime a new manager comes in, it could be the one. So I think with Man United, you're that big that he knows that this summer you're going to go out and spend hella money. He knows that. So I get why he's included Man United in that. Arsenal, no one really thinks we're going to go out and spend hella money. No one really thinks that we're going to, you know, improve on Arteta this summer. Because none of that's really going to happen. And a lot of what Arteta's saying recently, yeah, it's kind of exposing that these owners are the same. That's why I'm telling Arsenal fans, in my opinion, next season is going to be a chore. I hope it's not because we've got a lot of young players that we really need to keep on side. But if we don't have a summer where we build adequately around them, adequately, and losing out on Champions League football has hurt that a lot. Because obviously Man United have the money regardless of Champions League football. Chelsea, we don't really know yet. Tottenham would have been affected by it as much as we have been affected by it because, you know, we both need it to spend that bit more for FFP or whatever's going on at the moment. I don't even know if that's still a thing. So that's why I'm worried about this season. But yeah, let me just finish these super chats and we'll get into it. Alex says, cheers for all your time this season, lads. Absolutely smashed it. Scottish footy on the up. If the leagues merge, the old firm muscle at Turkish and Saeed. Alex, cheeky, my guy. Enjoy the football.
cheeky.
I think when two players are tied for Golden Boot, the one with the most goals from open play should receive the award. What do you guys think about that? Most goals from open play should receive the award?
Yeah.
Change the rules.
Change rules.
Whatever doesn't have them tied, man. It's just sharing awards nonsense. Like,
why does everyone keep calling me Akin Fenway as well?
Oh, yeah. That was at the end, innit? Yeah, sorry, Toby, looking like Akin
Fenway. Because I'm bald and Nigerian.
Get them on Soccer AM, let them have a shootout or something.
I look nothing like Akin Fenway.
No, you're doing it.
No, I don't.
Imagine now you're doing it.
A little bit.
King Juice says big... King Juice says, big up, guys. I was rocking on Saeed's show earlier. I'm late to the show. Matisse, Boubacar Kamara has been linked to Chelsea, but he's signed with Villa. Do you think the situation at Chelsea has premium players thinking twice? Has that happened? Has he actually signed? I thought it was just a rumour.
Yeah, signed, man.
Swear.
You know what?
There wasn't any concrete links to Chelsea. There was links to Atletico, and then he went
United
to
as well.
We wanted him. Yeah. We wanted him because like we need a DM. By the end of the day, we can't buy anyone until the ownership situation is done. He hasn't picked Aston Villa over Chelsea. I assure you, trust me, it's not that deep.
But I think with that one as well, like I'm not surprised that a team like Aston Villa are in for him. But this guy's name's been ringing bells for the last couple of seasons. He's been knocking about, and I'm just shocked that like even Chelsea aside, that he had. Like Aston Villa had a free run, so it makes me question how good he is. I've not actually really watched a lot of Kamara. In fact, I don't think I've watched him at all. I've only just heard or read stuff.
Bruno Guimaraes has gone Newcastle. Like, look how many quality players have gone to.
Oh, yeah.
It's about project, though. It's about project, isn't it?
Yeah, I know the project, but it's still going to take Newcastle a couple years, and in that time, he could have won a couple trophies. You know what I mean? So, I just feel like the Premier League right now, the money that they've got. Like everybody's just flexing, do you know what I mean? And Villa's probably got more money than Champions League participants from Spain right now.
I heard he tripled his wages. Yeah, I heard he tripled his wages. So that triple your wages and then a big signing on fee. So
it wasn't so long ago Villa was bidding for Smith Rowe. Like Villa really don't care. They will bid for your players. They don't care.
Now, every Premier League club gets money now. The TV rights being spread evenly across the league and all of that.
Even Leeds, they secure promotion and they're in for that Leipzig midfielder.
American guy,
The level's gone up.
Just level's a few up, more man. We need to get through before continuing on Arsenal. No banter, says Kwan, but Tuchel, Ten Hag, Pep, Klopp, Conte, Turkish. How aren't you fuming about your club keeping Arteta? I am fuming, but I'm tired as well, bro, because I've been fuming for a long time. I've only been on the internet. When my first appearance on AFTV was February 2017 when we got smashed 5-1 by Munich in Munich. Yeah, that was the first time I came on AFTV. And coincidentally, it's the last time we was actually in the Champions League too. I was already vexed 5 years before that day. I was already vexed from about 2010, 2009, because that many years without big names coming in. Think about who we lost from... you know, going from Highbury to Emirates and the players around that time. I've been tired for a long time. So to continually be heated about, openly heated, because like I said, when I'm watching the club and I'm seeing us not live up to the expectations or not get over the line in certain things, it hurts, it pains. I'm angry, I'm vexed, but it's the same shit every year. And I don't really build up my expectations anymore. I can't lie to you. Yes, at some time this season I've said, I'm a bit more confident about top four, but have I ever really said we're getting top four? Or have I ever really put my chest out about Arsenal? I don't, because it's all got to me now. It's actually all, you know, and the Super League, and the protest after the Super League, I thought to myself, yes, this fan base is finally going to put it on the ownership and we can kind of either get them out or get them to change their ways. In the end, a couple moves from them, a couple, you know, meetings and letters and posts and whatever it is online, be excited, all of that. It worked. In the end, it worked. Because a year later, there's a new poster boy. I understood it with Wenger. I understood that with Wenger, he had so much credit in the bank. So much. And I hate the way it ended with Wenger. Trust me, I hate it. Even though people know how I felt with Wenger, I hated it. Because he is a legend. He gave me my greatest moments as an Arsenal fan. But at the end of the day, they used him as a shield and he allowed it. But now we've got someone who doesn't have that clout. He doesn't have that credit in a position that, don't get me wrong, like I said in my interview, Tobes, you mentioned my interview in the WhatsApp.
I watched that interview. That was amazing.
Arteta might become a good manager. I've seen things that he's shown that lead me to believe he might be a good manager. But it won't be at this club. And it won't be under these owners. I can pretty much guarantee that. Because us Arsenal fans, in the long game, we don't just want top four. Yes, we've missed out on top four this season and it hurts. But top four is not success. It brings you a qualification for another competition. It brings you money. It gives you the platform for success. What you do with it depends on that. That's why when we made Champions League for 10, 15 years and we didn't build on it, I can't say top four is an achievement. Top four was a step in the right direction. That's why towards the end of the season, I was more balanced with how I was looking at it. Because, listen, no one expected us to get top four. And if we got it, I can't lie, I would have said, Arteta, well done. Over to you, Kroenke. But missing out on it means more excuses. So,
yeah, no, facts. 100%.
I think the one thing you said, sorry, Mantis, I was going to say, the one thing you said in your interview that, like, actually, like, I don't think a lot of your younger fans grasp is the margin for error for Wenger in his final years at Arsenal was a lot lower than it is for Arteta. And I don't really understand why. A man who consistently got Arsenal into the top four, back then, it wasn't enough. Arsenal fans were demanding that Arsenal look higher, start winning more trophies. He then started winning more FA Cups, but you were slipping down the table and it wasn't enough. So all of a sudden, you're winning the trophies, but your top four status that he pretty much guaranteed for how many years? I can't remember how many consecutive years, like 14, 15 consecutive years had gone. And it was all about like, yo, you actually need to start getting us back into the top four, getting us back into contention to challenge for the title. So that's why I'm so perplexed as to why Arteta gets so many allowances for failing his objectives. Like, what's done is done now. But next season, because let's be real, he's going to get money this summer. He's going to get the back in, et cetera, et cetera. Like, there's no place to hide anymore, because I don't actually, for the life of me, understand what some of your fan base want. On one hand, you'll tell me that, oh, this is a young team, this is that, rare, tear, tear. But then on the other hand, you'll bitch and moan and complain at the fact that the team's not bolstered, et cetera, et cetera. But the guy who's managing the team is the reason why the team's young, the reason why the team's shortchanged. So like Saeed actually says, sometimes I don't actually understand what some Arsenal fans want. Not all, some Arsenal fans want. And the constant move in the goalpost to try and make what he's doing seem acceptable is bizarre to me. It's absolutely bizarre.
I actually have lower expectations of him next season than this season, because he doesn't have, he had no Europe this year. This next season, he's got Europe. It's going to be very difficult because everybody's got Europe. So then experience comes into play. Who can deal with the situation the best? And for me, out of all of the top six managers, he will fall off the worst in terms of dealing with the situation. You know, Ten Hag, all of these managers have done Europe before. He exited early to Villarreal, was it Turkish or whoever it was?
Well, not early, semi-final, but yeah, in embarrassing fashion, I can't lie.
Yeah, listen, it's a long day, man. You men are going to waste the season seeing what's going to happen anyway, which is Arsenal are not going to make top
Chris
four.
Chris is ready.
It's only fair that we all share our opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm just saying. He's not going to make top
four.
And all that's going to happen is then when he doesn't make top four, when he doesn't make top four next season, everybody's going to be shouting sack him, and I'm gonna feel sorry for him, because at the end of the day, you should be doing it now. You should just be doing it now, and you should really be appointing a manager. Well, people will say, who do you appoint? There may be Mancini. I don't know who's available. Obviously, they've got the World Cup. But at the end of the day, you've missed all of the managers that have come and gone. Because if Conte is going to Tottenham, you can't tell me he wouldn't go to Arsenal. You can't tell me that he wouldn't go to Arsenal. So
I think I've said it last week. I think, I don't know if Steve wants to have his opinion on the situation, but I think Man United and Chelsea are going to struggle just as much. And I think Arsenal are going to stay around where they are, if not fight for that top four. And I'll say it now. Last season, I had them for top six, fighting for top six. They finished fifth. Let me finish. Innit? You spoke for 47 minutes.
Yeah.
When I talk about Arsenal, your head starts like burning. Why? You're done with them. You got top four. You should be flying. Don't think about Arsenal now. You're in the next level now.
I'm not. You're talking about Arsenal.
And about your head's hurting, like you still keep interrupting me.
No.
I just, Turkish, you see that? I mentioned Arsenal.
Default reaction.
Yeah, so I think you mans are talking about Arsenal like another down season. No problem. I think they're gonna improve. And I think they're gonna rival Chelsea and Man United for that fourth, fifth, sixth spot, which I think is gonna be the same. I think Liverpool and City be clear. I think Spurs are going to get into that third spot. And a Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, much of a muchness. Hold that.
I get that. But I don't think it's...
Why do you think we're going to be on a similar level to Arsenal when you've played us four times this season and you see what we're like when we're at our best?
Just, I think you're losing...
Genuine question.
I know what Chris is, and you have every right to ask it. The experience that you're going to lose in your team and look to replace and also try to improve at the same time is going to be difficult in one summer, especially with your new owners. And I think that's going to frustrate your coach.
We'll see. I'm hoping they go big. We'll see. They have to.
We've got a couple of super chats on the subject now that I'll reply to. I ain't biggest Arteta fan, says Ali, but Turkish, remember you used to say we need to clear out 10 to 12 man. Now it's only a couple. I'll give him credit for that. And 100% Ali. And again, the way the internet is, I've given him credit for that. And then people will think that I'm all of a sudden on this side of the fence, or I'm on the fence, or I'm this side. The internet is very, very, they want you to be definitive with what you're saying. It's like you can't give credit if you don't think he's good enough, or you need to give credit even if he hasn't done enough to give credit for. You know, this internet is just so wild and either ends of the spectrum.
Agreed,
you know?
Agreed.
You get what I'm saying? It's mad. Yeah. But Jeeba says, as a Chelsea fan, we cannot take Arsenal lightly. The links to Tammy and Jesus, evidence enough. Let's see what happens. Arteta will surprise many. But those links were before, well, Tammy last year. But links to Tammy, you know, what, does that make you serious? I don't think so.
He's
much.
Done bits this year, though. He's done bits this year.
Would have been better than Lacazette. I'm not going to lie.
100%. No, but listen, even Jesus. Better than
Lukaku.
Don't do that, Toby.
No. I'm doing that because Tammy's done well at Rome. At Roma, but he's doing it in Italian league. He's 1-2.
Toby, man, just give him credit, brother.
He scored 15 goals in the Premier League in his first season. He's developed.
Yeah, because Tammy Abraham is a decent player, but Arsenal should be aiming for better.
Listen, 100% they can aim for better. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a bad player.
I don't really think you can be cussing Tammy. I can't lie.
Yeah, I'm not cussing Tammy. Where have I cussed Tammy? I just said
you said Tammy before wouldn't play for a top 10 team in the Premier League. He wouldn't start for a top 10 team. I remember that, sure.
I never said that. I said there are certain teams he wouldn't start for, and I'm still right by that.
As Arsenal are growing, I think Tammy Abraham would be a good signing for Arsenal, and that's not even a banter. Like, literally, it would be a good signing for Arsenal.
No, it would have been, because look at the level and quality of the one.
Yeah, maybe on that kind exactly. of way, yeah. But I think are you looking down on Serie A, Tom? Because I think Serie A now.
No, I'm not.
It's top leagues in the world.
It's been my favorite league to watch this season. I love Serie A. I'm just saying that it's easier for a striker of Tammy Abraham's profile to thrive in Italy than it is in the UK. That's a proven fact. You literally watch the type of goals he scored, watch the type of strikers that play in that league, and how they play in the Premier League. I think that's a fair statement to make.
Yeah, you know what? I'm backing you on this one, Tobes. I think Tammy Abraham, people are going to come for me, but it's not a problem. I'm here. Tammy Abraham, Danny Welbeck.
You're taking a piss.
I'm just saying, that's my opinion. Nah, Tammy Abraham, Danny Welbeck, Arsenal been down that route, man.
Come on, man.
Not a fan of Tammy Abraham.
I can't disrespect Danny Welbeck anyway.
Manchester, I don't think Tammy Abraham's all that at all.
Chris says Kroenke is sticking.
What
with
is this Arteta. Tammy Abraham slander, man? What's going on today?
It's not slander. It's just I don't think it's dislike, though.
Grizz has not said that he dislikes him. He just says
I said slander.
No, come on, I'm sorry. When you mentioned Danny Welbeck, now you're just being rude.
Okay, Danny Welbeck. Okay, add a little bit of spice to it. Okay, no problem. I don't rate Tammy Abraham like that. Okay, I've done it. All right. Ha, ha, ha.
Someone saying Chelsea tap side. Okay, fair enough then.
Chris says, Kroenke is sticking with Arteta until the Super League. Don't you think this is ironic that the top clubs have American owners except City? Also, the Champions League format looks like... I've read somewhere recently that 11 clubs in the league have American owners. That's not fact. Don't quote me on that. But I think it's somewhere around the half or just over half region that it's Premier League clubs are owned by American owners, which is interesting. I don't know if that was before the relegated teams or not. But yeah, that's the way the league's gone, isn't it? What can we do? Let me see what other super chats we've got here. Arsenal's expectations are probably going down because there's a new wave of Arsenal fans who have just grown up. I'm 20 and can't even remember the greatness you guys saw from Arsenal back in the day. Yeah, I mean, I get that. You know, I get that. It's sad. That's what it is. For someone that's lived through it, it is sad, you know, that so much time has gone past that the new wave of fans don't remember, or don't know, or weren't part of it. You know, that's sad to me, because then, you know, you start losing. You'll never lose your history. But like you said, what was the word you used? In terms of living through greatness and holding the club to high standards, young fans can't really do that, because young fans have only seen Arsenal the way we've been in the last 10 years, which has been a joke at times. You know, it's been a big joke at times. And that's all down to the owners. So I'm always going to keep on going back to them. Looking like Akinfenwa with all that chest after making top four. Tobes, is it true that you caught Matisse playing Pokemon Go? Man said Pokemon Go. Congratulations to City. You earned it, says Graham. Guna since 97. Fifth place is not good enough. Arteta out. Aslan says, top four next season going to be interesting because Conte and Ten Hag going to be backed. Interestingly, United have never spent 2 years out of the Champions League. Just saying. Big up the lads. Love what you guys are doing. Turkish, we missed out this year, but will you be happy if all Arsenal get next year is top four? Yeah or no? Would I be happy with just top four next season? Would I be happy with just top four
next season? That's going to be the aim.
Top four. Raw, man. This is what I'm saying, man. Like,
yeah. Obviously, we need top four, but at the same time, you know, like, listen, it's how you make top four as well. If it's the same sort of battle that we're having this season and then you pip it, you know, has things really kicked on, or have you just been the lucky one in the bunch this season? That's
if you get knocked out of every competition in the first round and make top
four. Yeah, I can't have that either, because this season, even though I said bare minimum challenge for top four, I expected a cup run in it, and I don't mean League Cup, because League Cup to me, I don't rate it as others might.
Europa League, though, you might win Europa League. You never know.
Well, it depends. You don't know how tough that's going to be until February. Like, you know, a couple of times we've been in it, you'd have an Atletico Madrid or a Chelsea. And now you look at it this season, it's like Frankfurt and Rangers. So
it's not as cut and dry as that. Like, can't rank getting to a final of, say, Liverpool didn't win those penalty shootouts. No one's going to say that Liverpool performed the same way Arsenal did in domestic cups this season. You can't just say top four, yes or no. Like, there has to be, other competitions have to play a part. If you get dunked out of every other competition in the first round, that's not impressive.
Yeah, you need to like, at least battle on a couple of fronts and make a season of it. Give the fans something to get behind. This club doesn't make it easy for us, and they say we don't have personality. City have created some of the most iconic moments in the Premier League. Come on, City. And Ali says, you know, Man United's club structure's in the mud when Rangnick don't even know Ten Hag's in the building. Saeed quadruple next year, yeah? What's that? What do you mean he didn't know he was in the building?
I don't know what he's saying there. I'm sure they conversated. I don't know what he's talking about there.
They must have talked. Tammy got one. They're saying Tammy Abraham got 15 goals when at Chelsea in his first season. Tobe says there's better out there, but the striker market is dry.
You're right.
And Ryan says, Turkish, honestly, I've mentally checked out with the Kroenkes and Arteta. Like, Kroenkes are the real issue, but Arteta is completely out of his depth. I see some positive things in him, but Arsenal not the one. That said, you know, he might become a good manager, but with the restrictions at Arsenal at this moment in time, you know, if you're an Arsenal fan, after this stream, go search Kroenke, Denver Nuggets, and, you know, recently there's been an article on how the Denver Nuggets fans are feeling about him and his, quote, penny-pinching ways and how it's held them back when they've even been on the verge of greatness and all of this stuff. So as much as we can get behind this now and be on the verge of greatness in 5-10 years, potentially, will these owners really do what you need to get over the line? They're not, but we move anyway. Arsenal done. Tottenham done. Man City, Liverpool done. United, we've touched on. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Anything on Chelsea?
Nope.
Nothing
to say. New owners, yeah. I'm waiting. Transfer window, I'm waiting. That's it.
Say no more. None. All right, cool. Any other last thoughts before I do the prediction table up?
Oh, Christ. This is the day of judgment.
Man. I've been getting early leaks on that.
I've been getting some leaks as well. I've been hearing some whispers.
Leaks on that. Oh, let me show last week's table. Last week's table, as always. So last week, I was 1 point ahead of Saeed. Grizz 3 points off me. And the final table of the season...
Ooh. Oh,
jeez.
Shit.
Wow.
Man gave him the red. Man gave him the red, you know.
It's fine. I'll eat the chili.
Oh, my God.
I'll eat the chili.
Oh,
eat the chili. And you owe Steve 500 quid as well.
You got dealt with this.
Bro, you felt it, innit?
I'm at a cost, man.
A big price for fourth, boy.
Big price.
That was the biggest, the deadest loophole, man.
Doesn't come cheap.
Wait, so what happens now?
Back to
hold on.
You know?
If it's joint, if you lot are joint top, yeah, same thing. I win, right?
Yeah,
how
right.
can you win if we're joint top?
Mental gymnastics from Grizz right there.
Yeah.
Grizz, man, you've lost the point. Both of you.
I've got an idea, yeah. Turkish and Saeed joint top, yeah. Why don't we just go on the Champions League final prediction?
I don't mind. Bad boy idea.
Winner takes all Champions League final prediction.
And me because my team's in it. So all three of us.
You get out of it.
Hello, my team's in it.
So that's nice.
We don't care.
That's nice. Enjoy Paris. Have some croissants.
You got to be in it to win it.
Listen, this is sudden death, mate. This is sudden death time.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to sort this out. Let me just tell the listeners on Spotify and Apple Podcasts what the table is, and then we'll sort out how we're going to end it. People, joint first is Saeed and myself. We've both got 15 correct scores and 153 points. In second place, Grizz, 14 correct scores, 152 points. Third, Steve, 14 correct scores, 149 points. Fourth, Matisse, 14 correct scores, 148 points. And fifth, Tolbs, 13 correct scores, 148 points. Obviously, last on correct scores. Mm. So, yeah, let's sort this out. Saeed, who do you think's winning the Champions League final?
Listen, I'm not sure yet. You know what I mean? I have to think
about
that.
Listen, it's a question, isn't it?
I'm assuming you think Real's going to win it.
How come
Saeed has to go first? So, if you're saying Real, I'm going to say Liverpool, yeah? That's it.
Well, we're not decided anything yet, mate. We'll decide on a Friday, innit? When we do the prediction show.
Cool. I thought you wanted to...
It's really tried it, you know.
He's really tried it. He thinks we're messing around here, you know.
Man just went straight to it and went to Saeed first.
You were just the Champions League final. If he thinks Real are going to win it, I think Liverpool are. That's the tie break there.
To be fair, that would be the kind of option we'll do anyway.
Listen, I would say we should probably decide.
Have we got a show in the later on the week, innit? Of course we have.
Yeah.
How many tells have you won there, Chris? Six in it now.
So decide that. What's that got to do with it?
I'm just, you know.
No, but I should be in this, so I don't know like what.
Thursday. We'll sort out how to finalize that on Thursday's show, 9 p.m. Thursday. We're going to do a Champions League final preview. We're going to do player of the season, team of the season, young player of the season, all of that, big six awards night. We'll give out all of them and give our thoughts and perspective on that. And obviously, we've got a couple more shows left next week before we move into one a week for the transfer window and whatnot. Big up Saeed. His channel, has it hit 50K yet?
Let me see.
It hasn't hit 50K yet, but people, there's 6K in the building. Get Saeed's channel to 50K. Get Steve's up as well. Get Matisse, Tobes, Grizz, all channels up. Final show of the season in terms of Premier League. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Love for the love as always. There's 10% off FM London in the description below as well, people. And put the notification bell on because we will be back Thursday. Make sure you're subscribed to the official channel because there's going to be content coming out on that throughout the summer. And yeah, love for the love. Leave some comments in the comments section. Peace. Champion.